Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. All right, our Glenn Shuck is checking things out in Patterson, and he joins us live.
Got a lot to tell you about here around the entire area here. Patterson, there's barricades up, Susan. I've been driving around. It looks like the majority of the water has receded. That's the good news, but what a nightmare it's been in the area since yesterday. Garden State Parkway in East Orange, not far from here at exit 147 there. Hundreds of cars stuck in water for hours last night. They couldn't get out. Some photos I got from Englewood and Bergen County. Their downtown was like a river. A severe flash flooding in Englewood with about a dozen rescues, police were telling me there. Now in Madison and Morris County, Susan, this is a community of about 17,000 people entirely without power the entire night. And I just checked with JCPL. They still don't have the power back up again. That's a huge outage in Madison. In Morris County. Now, in the city, something I was following in the 86th Street Traverse in Central Park, that was completely flooded out overnight as well with about a foot of water, but getting an update from the city now, that has basically cleared out. And they've had real devastation in Connecticut, Susan, we wanted to touch on here. We've been getting a lot of updates from Governor Lamont on social media. Urban search and rescue teams there saying had to rescue at least 100 to 150 people in western Connecticut, and sadly, two people are missing. Swept away in some of the waters there. And we'll keep an update on that this morning. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here in Patterson.
In Williamsport, PA, as heard on ESPN.
2-2, that one is slapped, and it gets into the outfield. Being held at third base, but scoring the first one of the game is Staten Island, New York. Chase Coro delivers.
The South Shore Little League from Staten Island survived two elimination games, and then the team got to meet the big guy. Yankee captain Aaron Judge. There was also an interview of Judge by ESPN in which Judge talked about his time in the Little League and how it shaped the player he is today.
A lot of it came from, you know, my young days playing Little League, playing with my friends, you know, the life lessons we learned on those diamonds, you know, all the way in Linden, California.
During the festivities, Judge's parents were honored as Little League Parents of the Year. Aaron Judge played in the Little League in California, mostly first base. And at the time, he said, the biggest thrill was to get a hot dog after the game. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Well, the next round for Staten Island is tomorrow. Driving in the city? Well, you'd better not drive or double park in a bus lane, because there are now 623 buses outfitted with cameras on 14 routes, and they're gonna catch you. In fact, this program is expanding to so-called ABLE cameras, which stands for Automated Bus Lane Enforcement, which will issue violations for double or illegally parked vehicles at bus stops. That enforcement actually begins today. Tomorrow, the Museum of Broadway will be welcoming famed Broadway animal trainer Bill Berlone, author of Broadway Tales. That's T-A-I-L-S, who's made stars out of numerous rescue dogs, starting with the very first Sandy in the original production of Annie.
On stage, the conventional wisdom was you can't get an animal to act on stage and do the same thing eight times a week in front of an audience, in front of an orchestra. Can't be done. And I was the 19-year-old kid who came along and said, I'll try.
And he did, and it worked.
So my specialty, which is even more peculiar, is that I can train animals to be acting on stage in front of audiences.
Including Legally Blonde, The Wiz, and The Wizard of Oz, Bullets Over Broadway, He's Had Dogs in A Christmas Story, The Audience, and more. Tomorrow's big book signing will not only recognize Bill's work over the years, they'll also be collecting clean towels for Towels for Toto.
It's this great intersection of getting together on kids' night, because we all love kids and animals, and we're collecting used towels from Broadway shows that are normally thrown out and upcycling them to shelters that could use them. So it becomes this intersection of art, rescue, kids, Broadway.
The event's tomorrow starting at 4 p.m., 145 West 45th Street. And yes, there will be several actor rescue dogs on hand.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.